If I mention the word village, what comes to mind? YMCA. Really? To me, it's more this. But these days, the idea of a village as a tiny, remote, thatched roof idyll is changing. Villages are getting, well, bigger. Take this. Buckshaw Village, built on the site of a former armaments factory near Chorley. The biggest single brownfield development in the whole of Europe. Well over 2,000 houses, and it's still expanding. But come on, is it really a village? Do people here like or even know their neighbours?
I would say so. It's got a lovely little village. I know it's quite big, but it's got a lovely community feel to it. Everybody knows everybody. You know, you walk into the local shop and there's always somebody there that you know.
When they had the recent floodings, there were pictures and stuff on Facebook showing people helping each other.
And it's that idea of the success of the big modern village that is one of the inspirations behind this. I'm at Windyke Farm, where Blackpool meets Fylde, just alongside the M55, and it's here that later this year, probably, developers will begin building what they're calling Windyke Garden Village.
We're going to have about 1,400 new houses, but also 20 hectares of employment land, providing industrial space and warehouse space for a number of local businesses on a good site right next to the motorway. We're also going to provide two local centres with shops and other facilities, and also there's going to be a new primary school on the site.
Alban Cassidy from the architects Cassidy and Ashton, who've submitted the plans.
In terms of the Garden Village site, that comes from the old Garden City, Welland Garden City, Letchworth Garden City, the principle from over 100 years ago of promoting very, very high quality living standards and new development.
And Mr Cassidy says now the idea of a new village has worked, they're taking it a stage further.
And we've integrated that with the government's initiative for healthy new towns, and we're one of the 10 demonstrator healthy new towns that the government is actually supporting, working with NHS England to promote better quality of lifestyle, promote healthier living, both with smart housing so we can monitor residents and their healthcare needs, but also providing local community healthcare facilities within the very basis of new development.
Take a look, it's awesome.
In a second, Josh. I'm going to get this one settled.
Is she a trick, look?
Windyke, yeah, like Ambridge, really has been talked about for a long time. It has something else in common with it too, in that neither really exists. The village is inside someone's imagination. But Mr Cassidy says if Tom and Shula and the gang are ever looking for a real place for their retirement, there's a place for them. And, unlike Ambridge, it soon will exist.
There'll be a range of house sizes, 2-bedroom, 3, 4, 5. Will be starter homes, there'll be middle-aged people, retired people, those in various stages of needing different healthcare. We'll provide affordable housing within the site as well. So it's a real mix. We're now at the very, very final stages of planning. Hopefully, later this year, there'll be detailed proposals going first stage of the development, and we'll be putting spades into the ground within a matter of months.